the Erisin, the din is the husband, the Arus, during Erisin is only called the Arus, he's not yet the Baal. So during Erisin, the husband cannot be made for the Nedorim Manazani. He cannot be made for Bishutfus with the father. Only Bishutfus with the father if the father's still in the parasha. So once the daughter's after 12 and a half years old, his father. Once the girl is already a Bageres, it's only been Nerea based Avir. The Ketana up until Bas Mitzvah, and the Naira up until 12 and a half. The Ketana and the Naira Bishus Avir. 12 and a half. The Ketana and the Naira Bishus Avir. Once she's already Bageres, she's not Bishus Avir anymore. Even if the father's alive, the Mishnah calls her a Yisayma Bechayu Avir. She has the Din Keilu, she were a Yisayma. The father's still alive, she has the Aloch as if she were a Yisayma. I once asked on a Bechina in my class in the Yeshiva, what does it mean? He's saying, half of the boys wrote, the mother died and the father's alive. they weren't paying attention, I explained. The same Chavir is a technical term that the Mishnah has at the end of the Dorm. Her mother's alive and her father's alive, everybody's alive, but she's past 12 and a half years old. She's considered Al Pidin, or if she's already in the Suwa. Once, let's say she's only 10 years old and she's already married with Nisuin. Also, she's left the Rishus Avia, and even if the husband divorces her or dies, she doesn't return back to the father's Rishus. Either Bagrus or Nisuin is Motzi Mishus Avia Lagamri. Those are the two cases. If she's already a Bogeres.
Of Shinasua? No.
If she's a Ktana, once she had Nisuin, she's not Rishus Avia. After she gets divorced, he cannot be Mekadosh a second time. The father can be Mekabel a get if she's still an Arusa. The father can be Mekabel a get. He marries his daughter off, so she's still an Arusa, and she's still a Ktana or a Naira. The father can be either the father gets the get, or the husband gives the get to the wife, to the daughter herself. But once she already had Nisu, and once she had Bagrus, whichever, then she left the Rishus Aviyah, then the husband cannot give the get. The husband cannot give the get to the father. He can only give the get to the wife herself.
What if she's Meir?
Miyun.
Miyun
undoes everything, but Miyun is only by Ketana before Bas Mitzvah. Miyun is only if she never had a Kiddushin Deraisa. Yeah, Miyun undoes everything, but that's only if there never was a Kiddushin Deraisa. If the father's alive, so you're not going to have any Miyun. Miyun haste, if the father's not alive, she's a Yisayma, the mother, the brothers married her off, then you have Miyun. That's a Takana de Rabban. So in this case, let's say, Rav Huna says, Lashon HaRa L'Sholei Nisus. If she's Nisus, then after Nisuin, then any Nedarim she takes, a woman takes after Nisuin, not any Nedarim. A Neder that's Nidre Ina Nefesh or Bein Ola Bein Ola. Also, the husband cannot be made for every Neder in the world. It has to be a Neder she Bein Ola Bein Ola, has some Shaykhahs between the two of them. Or Nidre Ina Nefesh, she takes a Neder, she's never going to eat any oranges. Or something like that. Kol Perish Abaylam, that's a Nidre Ina Nefesh. So such a Neder, the Baal has a right to be made for. But if she wasn't Nisus yet, if she only had Erisin, then the husband cannot, the Oris cannot be made for without a Shutfus of the father. Here, Mistama, there's no father who's going to make a Shutfus. How can the father be made for Mistama? She would probably had Nisuin already with the first husband. Once she had Nisuin with the first husband.
She wants to collect the Ksuba.
So Mistama, the father's out of the picture. She's not the Shusavi anymore. Mistamish is going to be a Bulgarian anyway, normal case. Not necessarily. But Mistamish is going to be a Bulgarian. She's past the age of 12 and a half, and she's going to already have had Nisuin with the first husband. So if it's during Erisin, the husband cannot be made for the Nedarim. But if it's already after Nisus, after Nisuin with the new husband, then the husband can be made for Nidri and the Nefesh. She'll be made for, and that'll be the end. Fegdim Arkasha. So if so. This is my time. Why does Rav Huna say she already had Nisuin? We would spell Nisus Nun Shin Aleph Tov. Nisuin. But it's the same. This is a Talmudic spelling of the word. Same word. Nisuin. If she already had Nisuin. Frank the Gemara. Why does Rav Huna say she had Nisuin? This is my time. Why can't you administer the Neder of Rabbi Gamliel Azok in the Maple of Baal? Sekiloi Nisus Nami. So what good is it that you're going to administer the Neder to her when she's an almana, before she has the Nisuin, she'll get married next month, and the Baal will be made for the Neder next month. Yeah. So also, and it won't bind her for the rest of her life. It'll turn out that the Neder only binds her for a month or two, till she gets the second husband. And that's what Tosfos points out from this Gemara, from the next Gemara, that the only time the Neder, the only time Rabbi Gamliel's Hazokin's Takana works, Shetaina deris lisaim emes, if it's going to bind her for the rest of her life. Only going to bind her for a month or two, that's not enough to rely on. Let's say she took a neder now, and then in 2 months from now she gets married, and then after she gets married she tells the new husband, you know, I just took a neder 2 months ago. So that's going to be Yom Shamayim. Yom Shalom doesn't always mean the same day that she took the neder.
He hears about it.
The day that he hears about it.
The husband had the right to
refer to his daughter. That's the main
says. Only those that relate Beinola Beino or Nidre Inu Nefesh. Either Inu Nefesh or Beinola Beino.
There's more answers. There's more answers. Mufreya, I can't do it.
No, we're talking about not eating Peres. That's Inu Nefesh. That's called Inu Nefesh. A father has a right to be made for Nidre Bito. Tano Nairo, so that's a Ran has a machlokes harishonim. Is that also only beinola beinola inu nefesh? But he's saying no. The father's right to be made for nidri bito, it goes on everything. So the Ran has a machlokes with the Rambam about that. It's very strange. Machlokes on the din deraisa. How to be the pasuk in Chumash? What the din deraisa is? The Mishnayis in the end of the Dorim, you would think it would have been explicit. No, Mishnayis in the Dorim only say by a husband and a wife. The husband is restricted. He can only be made for nidri ishtoi. Either Beno or Beno, Arina Nefesh, and the Mishnahis give details to Prokim. When is the last two Prokim in the Dorm? When is it Beno or Beno? When is it Nina Nefesh? Not so easy. And by a father being made for Nidri Pita, doesn't say a word. Doesn't say one way or the other. So the Ran says he thinks that that it's the same. Whatever the din is by a husband and a wife, the same thing by the father and the daughter. And he says the Ramam holds not so, but he doesn't think the Ramam is right. He thinks that it should be the same. So the Gemara asks now Akasha and Rav Huna. If Rav Huna says that if the woman already had Nisuin, that it's no meaningless, it doesn't make any sense to administer a neder, the husband will simply, a neder that she's never going to eat oranges if she's telling a lie. It's not going to mean anything because the husband will be made for B'yom Shammai. So Frag the Gemara, Ki loy nisus nami. So even if she didn't get married yet, she didn't remarry, l'chi minso meifol abal. If she'll take a neder now, it won't bind her for the rest of her life. She'll get married another 2-3 months. She'll tell her husband. The husband will be made for the neder on the oranges, and it won't bind her for the rest of her life. So maybe she'll lie. Maybe she'll take a neder. She'll state falsely she didn't collect anything,
yeah.
And she's willing to violate the neder for a couple of months. She knows she's going to get a shidduch. Not going to be for the rest of her life in Alman. She's going to get a shidduch in another couple of months. And for the Gemara name, ain't a baal mefer b'kaidnin. We have aloche that any neder that was taken before the girl got married, the husband cannot be mefer.
Even if it's bein ol beina,
even if it's bein ol beina nidre nefesh, the husband only has the right to be mefer such nidurim that she took after she already had the nisuah. If the neder was taken before, can I?
But you have to tell him then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until before they get married, or otherwise you have to give a kedushin al menach ein lach.
No. If the neder was taken before they got married, then the husband has no shlita to be made for that. Even if she'll tell him, he has no ability to be made for that neder.
This is your ever right to know.
Or
you can make kedushin al menach ein lach in the dover.
If he wants to,
he can break the shlita.
If he wants to,
he can break the shlita.
If he's interested in making such a tanai. Usually people get married, they don't ask the girl. When they go out on dates, they don't ask the girl if she has any in the door. If it turns out she has...
They ask enough questions today already.
One more question.
Usually you don't ask.
Vegetarian.
Ein abal mefer b'kaidnin. The Gemara has a din that there's a different... If a person took a neder, the Gemara with the Tosfos is going to talk two different ways to undo a neder. There's hafara and there's hatorah. Hafara is the husband can be made for nidre ishtoi, or the father can be made for nidre bito. And hatorah is a totally different thing. You go to Bezdin, and Bezdin makes hatorah and dorm. What's the difference, halacha l'maaseh, between hatorah and between hafara? In either case, the neder is broken. So the difference is it oikel l'mafreya or not? If you have a het to Bezdin, Bezdin says mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So then we say it's oikeres haneder meikar, right? It undoes the whole neder, and even if the person already violated the neder yesterday, and the witnesses warned him, you're going to eat this potato chips, we're going to give you malchus, and he says, I don't care, I want the potato chips, give me all the malchus you want, and he eats it, and we're prepared to give him the malchus, and then he makes tamar, he makes hataras and darim, it undoes the aver. It turns out there never was an aver. So hatara,
give back the malchus.
If they gave the malchus as a fafan, you can't give back. But if they didn't give him the malchus yet, then you can undo the neder, and they won't give him the malchus. They won't give him the malchus. As opposed to haforas habal or haforas ha'ov, is only made from mikanal abod. That's what the Gemara says. The bal is only megas guys mikanal abod. It's not mekaraka. The Gemara knows. He asked the question. When the bal is made for the nedarim, is he mekaraka zireka neder lemafreya, or is he only megas guy who snips it off mikanal abod? The Gemara says only megas guys. He's not mekaraka.
Hatorah is retroactive.
Hatorah is retroactive, right? And haforah is only mikanal abod. There's a Shvera Rambam that the Achreinim have great difficulty with. The Rambam has twice. He has in the Pirish HaMishnayis HaNedorim, and he repeats it in the Yad HaChazak. The Pirish HaMishnayis is written in Arabic and translated into the Hebrew, and they write the right translation, and the Yad HaChazak was written in Hebrew. He writes just the opposite from the Gemara. The Rambam writes, I want you to know that the difference between Haforah and Hatorah, that Hatorah is Mikanal Lahabo, and the Haforah is Lamafreya. So the Kesef Mishnah wrote on the Yad HaChazaka, he says he doesn't know what he's talking about. Lachmam is the opposite from the Gemara. And the Rambam himself quotes all the Gemara. So how can he write the opposite? And on the commentary on the Mishnah, the Pirush HaMishnayis, there's no Kesef Mishnah there. But on the side of the Yeridaya, they have the Reb Shlomo Egis Haoris and the Gil Yamashah. So he chapters on the Pirush HaMishnayis. Say, what is he talking about? Just the opposite from what it says in the Gemara. So a member of Soloveitchik once said, he didn't think that there was a kasha at all. He thought that Rambam was referring to this din in the Gemara. Let's say my wife took a neder. Let's say the wife has to go on a diet. So she took a neder, she's not going to eat potato chips, not going to eat candies, cakes. And then she's gone with this neder for a couple of months. She's losing a lot of weight. And then the husband finds out about it a couple of months later. He says, how come you're not eating anything? Oh, she's suffering. So he says, forget about it. Mufalach. He's made for the neder. So what if the husband says, good for you that you went on a diet. Good for you that you didn't eat all this time. But from now on, you've already lost enough weight. Mikanal habo, I'm made for the neder. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what the Rambam says is no good. That the Baal has to be made for the neder meikara. He's not talking about the result, that after you're made for it, it's undone, I'm afraid. The hafara has to be a kteida on having ever taken the neder. The baal, that's why the halacha is in a baal mefer the kaidman, as nishkiven ken balabas. At the time that she took the neder, he wasn't even married to her. So what do you mean? He's makbid that she ever took the neder. He's unhappy that she ever took. He wasn't married to her. He doesn't have the right to be makbid that she ever took the neder.
Otherwise, he's only making hafsok over the neder.
So that's not called.
You stop, you cannot cut them out in the middle.
Oh, so that's the pshat. There's no contradiction between the Rambam and the Gemara. The Rambam himself quotes the Gemara. The Baal has to have a hafora oikara neder meikara, means his wishes. The Baal says, I makbid that you ever took the neder. I would have wanted you should never have taken the neder. And when he expresses such a statement today, this will be oikara mekana labo. It won't be oikara lemafre, it will be oikara mekana labo.
It has to be a kiyo.
Yeah. But if he's not even makbid milamafreya, then it's not even a hafora. As opposed to the chacham, the Gemara has a din punk faker. Let's say a person took a neder, I'm not going to eat any of these potato chips in this bag. And then went ahead and he ate some of the potato chips, and now all the potato chips are gone. He ate them all. Other people ate. There's no more potato chips. There's nothing left. So the Gemara says in Shavuos, one Amor in the Gemara says he can only be Mater Neder HaTorah if it's relevant in Kanal HaBor. You have to have a Kazayis left. If there's nothing left to talk about, then it's not Shach to have a HaTorah. The Gemara says we don't paskin like that because it's still relevant. If he ate some potato chips and Sahandal Tzich HaShayla, whether we should give him Malkus or not, if there was Hasroh. If there wasn't a Hasroh Vaita. If there's no Hasroh, there's no Shayla Malkus. So the whole issue is a dead issue. It's irrelevant. So you can't be mater and neder lemafreya solely for the purpose of removing malchus. Hataras and darim has to be a psak bezin. A psak bezin has to be a psak halacha lemaisa, not a psak for yesterday. A psak from mikana labo. The din is such and such. So if there's still a kazayis left to talk about, or if there's a shaila he ate it already with hasra, a shaila whether she gave him malchus. Or he violated the Shavuot B'Shoigeg, and then is that he's chayv to bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. Shvaz Bitoy. And we want to know, does he have to bring the carbon or not? So the Bez is going to pass him, you don't have to bring a carbon because the whole Shvuah was a mistake from the first place. So then the Gemara says, if the Shvuah or the Neder is still relevant, so then the Bezdin could be Matan Neder, and once the Matan Neder, the Rekha Neder and Afreya. So that's what the Rambam meant to say. The Rambam says it. The Rambam says the Bezdin has to be Matan Neder and Mikana Labo. Because Hataras Norm is a Psak. A Psak has to be Aloha Lamais, Mikana Labo. If it is nothing relevant in Kana Labo, then it's not Shach to have Hatar. But if it is relevant, and they say we're Matan Neder, then once they're Matan, what is the Heta based on? Because we declared that it was a Neder toys from day number one, then it's Nekem Elam Afreya. So the Gemara and the Rambam are talking about two different things. The Rambam is talking about what the Hafor and the Hatorah should relate to. The Haforas Habal should relate Milam Afreya. The Haforas Habal should be Yoikira, he wants to be Yoikira the Neder Meikara. He's Makbid that she ever took a Neder. The Hatorah's Bezna has to be a Het and Mikana Lahabor. That's the Gemara that the Rambam quoted. Has to be a Kazayis left, or you have to have an issue of Malkus left, has to be an issue of Korban left. If it's not relevant in Kamal Abod, there's no Heter. Once you did the Hafar, the HaTorah, what effect does it have? That the Rambam quotes the Gemaras. The Chacham's effect will be Milam Afreya, and the Baal's effect will only be in Kamal Abod. But this is the Gemara that Rav Soloveitchik taught the Rambam understood. Ein HaBaal Mefer B'Kaidmin, why can't the Baal be Mefer in the dorm that she had taken previously? Because the halacha requires that there should be a kpeide, the baal has to be makbid that she ever took the neder. So he had no right, nishgiven ken balabas, to be makbid before she ever got married to him. So that's why you cannot be made for bekaidman. Kaidman means nedorim or shvuas that preceded the marriage, that preceded the nisuin.
You cannot be made for neder altogether or just the
patient? No. What? No.
But he can't do
a baal. No. It can't be made for nedorim. No, not at all. Right. If she wants to get rid of the neder, she has to go try it by Bezna. The Bezna may or may not find the Pesach or a Harata. You don't always find the Pesach or a Harata. Hafara, you don't have to, we don't care, no Pesach, no Harata. Balkarchav, the wife. The wife is screaming bloody murder, I want a neder, and says, Mufaloch. I don't care what you want, Mufaloch. That's what Tosis points out. Sukim Achumish like that. We don't care what she says. The Baal or the father has the right to be Meifin in the door in Balkarchav. The Hataras Nedarim, that can't do Balkorcha. The Bala Neder has to come to Bezin and request the Heter. The Bezin can't to be Mata Neder Balkorcha of the Nushal. Now the Gemara asked the Kasha that someone else says, what good is it that any Almana is ever. What do you mean Rabbi Gamliel says a Takana? Let the woman take a Neder. She's never going to eat oranges if she's lying and she collected pot or all of the Ksuba. She takes a neder, she's never going to eat oranges for the rest of her life. She'll go make a hataras nedarim.
Yeah.
She'll say, I took a neder not to eat oranges and I really didn't mean it. I enjoy oranges. I was pressured into taking the neder. She was pressured. She wanted to collect the ksuba. So she'll make a hataras nedarim. So the Gemara says, when you go to make a hataras nedarim, not only do you have to say what is the content of the neder that you're not getting oranges, you have to give the background. What prompted you to take such a neder? So she's going to tell the Bezin, well, I want to collect the ksuba, and Rabbi Gamliel was there, and he said, we don't give you the ksuba unless you take a neder that you're never going to eat oranges. So in order to collect the money, and really the truth of the matter is that I did collect part of the ksuba. I don't want to be bound by the neder. I enjoy eating oranges. So no bezin in the world will be mata the neder. That's what the Gemara says. Since the din is,
it has to be explained.
Take the mar law. How can you ever allow no deres kol mashi yirtzu? And that'll be the proof. That won't bind her for the rest of her life. Tomorrow she'll go make hataras nedar. Dilma Oslo. Maybe she'll go.
Present.
Yeah.
Oslo is in the past.
Yeah. Ongoing activity, I don't know. Maybe she'll go to a chacham and make a hataras nedarim. And for the Gemara, Rav Huna thinks, sarach lefareitas haneder. Before you get a hataras nedarim, not only do you have to say what the content of the neder is, you have to explain the circumstances. That's a machlekes later, whether that's correct or not. Machlekes are Papa and Rav Nachman, sarach lefareit haneder ain't sarach lefareit. The Gemara says, Rav Huna obviously is of the opinion that sarach lefareit haneder.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
In order for her to get the money, in other words, she won't tell him the truth that what type of nether it was. So
she don't tell the truth, and it's not
her.
So the Bezdin has to tell a person. When a person comes to Atar Sindorim, you have to ask, what was the netter, what was the background of the netter? And in case you're lying, the Hatorah has no validity, and I want you to know. Let's say a person comes and he says, I'm charata that I ever took the netter, he has a Pesach and so on. So the Bezdin says, we take your word for it. We're not going to make a federal investigation here, but we want you to know that if you're not telling us the truth, the Hatorah has no validity. It doesn't help that you fooled us. If it's not true, the statements that you're telling us, the Hatorah is not valid and you're still a violation of the Netter.
Because
so here also.
Complexity, that's the reason we have to have Dayon and Mumchem when we say Hatorah is not valid, or that's the only verbal type of
the din is that you don't really need Dayon and Mumchem.
One Dayon and Mumchem.
You don't even need one Dayan. If you have one Mumche, he can be Matan Neder without anybody, all by himself. Either Shlosha Hedyoitis or one who's a Mumche. Yeah. It's really a problem.
So why did we say Dayan and Mumche without
a coveting. Yeah. A Lashon coveted. It doesn't really mean anything.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Why do you believe
I think some Gedalim Takadin, I think the Stipler and others didn't say Mumche. Shimon Rabbi said he didn't say Dayanim Mumchem because you don't need Dayanim Mumchem. Just lekavod b'yalman at least. The first time they lied, they said we didn't collect the petty. So we know people tell lies in order to get money. But then she took a neder, she's never going to eat oranges for the rest of her life. So we tell her, we want you to know that if you're not telling us the truth and all the information about the Hatoras and Doran, your prohibition against eating the oranges is still going to come. So she realizes the Chayim Arisa, for the rest of her life, she'll still be violating every day the Issa Neder when she eats the oranges.
She was lying in the first place.
Yeah, but he can't
the first place that she lied to get some money,
yeah.
But she didn't violate any neder. People, there are religious people who to cheat somebody a couple of dollars, they'll do. But to violate an aver ben adam lamakam, their neder, they'll do one shot, but not to do for the rest of their lives. So that's what we wanted over here. We're afraid that nigga the choshed amamayna, just because he's a garret, he'll take a couple of $1,000. Lo choshed aisa neder for the rest of her life. To violate a neder for a month, that she'll may be prepared to. But to violate the neder for the rest of her life, she probably would not be prepared to do that. That's what the Rabbi Gamliel is assuming here. Okay, now the Gemara is going to continue. Yeah. So what we learned so far, this already says in the Dorim. What's coming up, that doesn't say in the Dorim. The rest of the discussion with the Taisus, that doesn't say. So believe that it will continue next week. At the end of the Sedra, the closing Sukkim tell the way Yitzchak Avinu instructed Yankiv that he shouldn't marry any of the Nachriyos from Eretz Kanan, he should go back to Choron, where the family comes from. So when Yishmael, when Esav heard about this, that he should davka take such a miyuchas to Keshidah, so he went and he also married the girl with Yichzor. Did he marry one of the cousins? Machlas bas Yishmael. So there are two opinions in the Medrash, it seems, Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin points out, there are two opinions in the Medrash as to what the correct pronunciation of the name is. One reading is Mochalas, and the other reading is Machalas, three patachs. And the reading that we have is a comment under the name Mochalas, there's a difference. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Bikurim says, why is she called Mochalas Bas Yishmael? The Pasuk Gerovi gives a different name. Because when a person gets married, Nimchalam Avanoisim. That's the minig that the Chosin Kala fast on the day they get married. And they say Vidui, the Chosin wears a kittel, all the things. So the suggestion that the name Mochalas is Al Shem Mechilas Avanos is if the reading is, if according to the Masori you read it, Mochalas, Miloshim Mechila. Rashi, that's one Medrash. That's in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Bikurim. Rashi on the Pasuk quotes a different Medrash that seems to have had, that's Rabbi Shulman Leib Diskin said. Had the other reading, Machalas, Miloshin Machla. So he says he married Al Nosham Nocha Machla, Haisef Risho, Al Rishosle. All the others were Machla, and now he got himself another Machla. So he points out that seems to be the other reading. Some balikriya makbed davket to say mochalas, and some are makbed to say machalas. So he suggests that you should say twice. Rabbi Shlomo Disman says you say twice, because this is in the last pasuk, so you lay it twice.
Yeah.
Once in Shvi, once in Machpel. So he suggests maybe you should say twice, once like this, once like that, because there seem to be in the Midrashim Chalukim, whether the name is Al-Shem Mechila, or the name is Al-Shem Amachia.
Gentlemen, we need a few volunteers to put away the chairs in the Gemara's. Our landsman's not here.